This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of gratefulness and appreciation was spread on the Brett Magus Show this week. All week long, the week before Thanksgiving, we have challenged ourselves and given you time, too, if you want to do the same exact thing. Write a thank you letter to someone that you just appreciate and that you're thankful for in your life. Give it to them on Thanksgiving. We're less than a week away. It really is a great reflection. It's a great way to show your appreciation. And so every single member of the show has written different letters to different people, and they're your letters. Like, I even just wrote mine to God because I felt like I was kind of losing track of our relationship and I needed to be reminded of my role in the situation. Hannah wrote it to her sister-in-law who helped her get through a bad breakup. Kevin to an aunt. Alex wrote it to the football team that is undefeated, which has a what's going to see what happens this weekend.
Right.
They might not be undefeated. So, AB, you were someone who was last, and all week you kept saying, I should really start writing it.
Yeah.
So did you finally write it?
I finally wrote it, and I'm even more nervous because my person is actually in the room.
Whoa.
What?
Yep.
I thought you were writing it to your mom.
Nope, I didn't.
Wow.
Brett.
Me? I thought you looked at Hannah. You looked at Hannah. I thought it was going to be Hannah for sure. So, yeah. Wow.
And I am going to cry, of course. I actually got the idea to write this thank you letter to you after a segment we did a couple days ago. We were talking about whether or not we'd recommend getting into the radio industry, and my answer was no. But I didn't really get time to explain why. I wouldn't recommend someone getting into the radio industry because not everyone gets a Brett. Not everyone finds someone that they so easily connect with that they can trust with anything and that will fight for them endlessly. When the show first started, I was basically working two full-time jobs. When this show would end every morning, I had to sit at my desk for 5 more hours and do work for other stations while the rest of you got to go home. It was really hard and not sustainable. And for the longest time, we were saying I could probably be moved over to the show full-time after election season was over, which is crazy that that would have been right now.
Yeah.
But you fought every single day to make it happen as soon as possible, and you got me moved over 7 months earlier than we even thought was possible. I never hated my other job. I really did like the work I was doing, which was actually worse for me than absolutely hating it, because I liked it just enough that I probably would have stayed there forever. Complacent in a job that I didn't know I was too good for, always feeling creatively stuck and wasting away my potential. But it felt safe, and that's all I really cared about. But you don't believe in safe. You took a chance on two girls who honestly had no business starting a show with you. I still remember when you pulled Hannah and I aside and told us you were building a new show and how you wanted us to be a part of it. After you left, Hannah and I just sat there in disbelief, and Hannah said, "Are we really that good at our jobs?" And I said, "No." And we just kind of laughed. But I really was telling the truth. We weren't good enough to do this, but somehow you saw potential in me that I couldn't even see in myself. You taught me how to dream bigger and that it's okay to take risks. Anytime I've said the words, "Hey, Brett, I need help," or "I'm feeling overwhelmed," or anything like that, you immediately stop what you're doing and ask what I need. You've made me feel so safe in a job that is not safe. Thank you for everything. You literally changed my life. I love you.
Wow. Let me give you a hug for a second.
That was so good.
Oh, my God. That's awesome, AB.
I love
what
you
a great
too.
Letter. You know, I love the fact that you said, I think what we're all thinking, not everybody gets a Brett.
Yeah,
and that is so,
so
true. So very true.
Wow, I am at a loss for words, which is hard for me. Did not see that coming or expect it.
Yeah. Decided that 2 days ago.
Yeah. I appreciate everyone on the show, especially UAB, who did work those two jobs for so long.
Yeah.
And we have talked about that experience and what she went through. But I think, like, when you just casually talk about it in the air, people don't realize the hell that it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like she didn't love her other job, like she had said in the letter. It just, she was working two full-time jobs and getting really, like, nothing from the show other than she believed in me and believed in the show and believed in the people that listen to the show, because you're a big part of the show. And so she just kept fighting and doing the things. And people didn't even know, like, during that time, there would be, like, vacations we take, like Christmas break last year is one that stands out in particular to me. The whole show was off. AB was not getting paid to do this job, and she was the only one working, I felt like, during like Christmas break. Like, she was, like, it was, like, 11:30 at night. She would text me, like, oh, I'm working on this, like, recap video for the show, and I'd be like, it's crazy. So, yeah, I appreciate you. And you're right, Hannah and you, both of you guys had no experience, but I definitely saw so much potential and do still see so much potential and believe in you guys, because you guys are just so fearless. And that's what it takes to make it in this industry and share your lives with other people.
I love your letter for 1,000 reasons, AB. And it really just, like, AB and I always talk about how it's really hard to explain our jobs to other people.
Yeah.
It's really hard to explain the journey we've been through. And this group of people in this studio right now, we have gone through so much together. We haven't been together for that long, but that is out the window because we have, like, been in the trenches together, fighting for everybody to get on this show fully, to learn, to grow. We've gone through life experiences together, and Brett really is the foundation of that.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that AB and I have lacked confidence, he has stepped up. I mean, it is just, it's been amazing. And I can attest to every single thing AV said in that letter about Brett is 1,000% true. On mic, off mic, at work, outside of work, he will be there for you. He will fight for you in every single way.
And I will ditto that as well.
I am not, like, there's very, very few times where I'm, like, surprised on the show.
I didn't tell anybody.
I'm shocked.
Wow. I literally thought it was to your mom, because, like, at one point she said, oh, I wrote it to my mom or something like that. So I had no idea. So thank you for your thank you letter. It meant the world to me.